All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to yet another Face Rocker podcast. We are joined by our usual gang of hooligans. I'm Freddie.
Logan's eating. This is Matthew.
Brandon.
Logan.
And today we actually have another special guest straight from the airwaves of, I guess, northern Indiana.
Bear. Yeah,
Michiana, baby.
Michiana.
What's like the call sign of the radio
103.9
station?
103.9 The Bear.
Is that how they say it?
The Bear.
They say The Bear.
We have Benji Dolly, brother of Dez, who you may have heard from.
Yeah, he's been on the podcast before.
And noted local radio personality. So tell us a story about how you became like
A celebrity
in that part of the world.
Well, I got the internship, and on the first day they were talking to me about like what I like to do and how I live my life. And one of my buddies was listening, and he was texting into the show, and he said, ask him about how he drinks other people's leftover drinks. I have a problem when I get drunk that, my problem is not when I get drunk, is that I'm unemployed and I'm poor. So I don't want to pay for drinks ever. So when I go to a bar or someplace like that, I'm the guy that scavenges, and I find leftover drinks that aren't exactly finished yet. And I scoop them up when somebody leaves the table, and I finish them. So after about like 2 hours of that, I get a pretty good buzz on, and I don't have to pay for a single thing. And I ended up having to tell that story on the air, so then I was dubbed as the binge drinking intern. So now I'm like, no one will call me anything but Benji the binge drinking.
Have you ever been stopped? Like, if I'm at like a coffee shop and there's like a homeless person walking around, like just grabbing food off
because
the table,
because you know Benji actually
doesn't
looks
look like
a homeless person.
Yeah, he doesn't look like a homeless person. I was wondering, do they ever stop? Like, never stopped just picking up drinks off tables and drinking them?
No, I think it's ridiculous. Like, I've seen hobos do stuff like that and go, oh my god, that's disgusting. But then when I get a couple beers in me, it's like, oh my god, I need more.
And so you convince yourself that the alcohol, you know, kills the germs.
I think
and
it's
so,
just, I think
you know,
it's just
there's
an alcoholic.
No problem.
Like, yeah. I'm about to break into the real alcoholism scene.
So, like, Benji, have you ever happened upon like a roofie bomb? Like, have you ever been like getting one and you accidentally get one with like a little bit of a sleepy time in it?
No, I haven't, but I've had a close call. A couple weeks ago, we had a party for the station, like a going away party for the other interns, and a lot of the people that were there were fans that listened to the show. And since it's like a newer, like hard rock station, a lot of the people that listen aren't, I don't know, the cleanest people you've ever seen. And like, a lot of them are like older and missing teeth. And like the area I live in, some of the surrounding areas are, you know, they're pretty shady. They're, you know, there's some dub tea places. So these people heard this story on the air. So the entire night, I got these like pretty gross people walking up to me and handing me like the last two sips of their drinks and trying
and
to
like,
shove
like,
them down
like,
my
blood
face.
Blood from their gums just around like the
oh yeah, like
the
they
cup.
Got a dip in like top and bottom, and they're like, "Why don't you finish this one, binge turn?" You know, like oh,
you should also be known. I don't think
did you
people
do it?
Know what dip is. Outside
I did.
The
I did a couple, but that was like 4 hours into the night after I was.
And you probably did a little bit of profiling.
What?
You probably did a little bit of profiling. You probably took a glance as to who you would actually drink from.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Do you normally like, kind of like scout out the cups beforehand? Like, you kind of like watch, you know, you see.
Yeah,
it.
I'll make sure there's no cigarette butt in okay. it, you know.
Yeah,
I'll do the
I mean, like,
gotcha.
I mean, like, do you see the person walk away first, and then you're like, okay, yeah. I'm cool with this person.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You profile?
Have you ever drank in somebody's cup?
I do a whole lot of profiling.
Have you ever drank in somebody's cup, and they weren't done with it yet? Like, they just turned around, and then they just turned back, and just took their fucking drink?
I haven't done that yet, but I'm sure it'll happen.
So, Benji, you said this was the intern going away party. Did they kick out all the other interns but you?
It was the other interns, like their timing was like over, so like that's how I got the gig, was because they needed to hire a new intern because these guys were leaving.
So do they actually still make you do bitch work, or do you actually just party now on air?
Oh no, I do I've never really had to do a whole lot of work there. Like the first day I was on, like they just started hearing this ridiculous stuff about me, so instead of making me do any type of work for them ever, like I just come in 3 days a week and just sit down and talk with them, so like I really don't have to do much. It's pretty sweet.
So you went from internship to like a guest slot, really.
Radio personality.
Kinda, yeah.
How's that feel? Do you feel like a celebrity yet?
Feels like I'm still not getting paid.
I mean, you're still being paid like an intern.
Yeah, I feel like an intern for sure. I still got to get the coffees. Yeah.
So Benji, let's switch to the hard stuff. Big girls. Let's hear them.
Big girls.
Have you ever been? How do you feel about big girls?
Here comes the hard stuff. Yeah.
All right, fastball. Watch out.
I mean, the way I see it. Beggars can't be choosers, guys. And I am certainly a beggar. As I alluded to earlier, I don't have a bank account. I drink leftover drinks from people. So where do I get off telling a big girl she's not good enough for me?
And you were telling us before. Can you tell us the story that you start on before I shush you?
So this is a girl back at school.
Well, the question is, what's the biggest girl?
Where do you go to school?
Northern Iowa, University of Northern Iowa.
What a piece of shit.
The Panthers. It was a piece of shit, but it was a blast. A lot of farm big girls. The biggest girls.
Corn fed. You still there? Are you still there?
What?
Are you still there? You graduated.
About to graduate in like 2 weeks.
Awesome.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Pretty excited.
So anyways, you got this big girl. You just lassoed her.
I've already had a good, you know, number of big girls. So what you learn about big girls is that they're clingers. They're the girls that want to cuddle. Like, hot chicks really don't want to cuddle. They want to, like, bang you and get out of there. Big girls, because they're not used to having a companion around, they want to latch on to you and cuddle and, like, lay and,
that's
like,
so
talk.
Weird because it's not like they need the heat or anything.
No.
Like,
oh, my God.
For cuddling, Logan.
So this one girl.
Big girls don't get cold.
Big girls don't get cold.
Is that true?
If anybody,
I think it's true. It's got to be true.
If anybody listening is female, which one I doubt, but two, if you're female and you're a little bit concerned about your weight, now
don't
might
worry
be a
because
good
you
time.
Know what? Every flower is beautiful.
Yeah, if you're
every
a little bit concerned about
in
your weight,
in
don't
God's
worry.
Garden.
You just heard it's all good.
Well, you just find a guy like Benji.
Yeah, boom.
So what, so this girl,
big
so
bottoms.
This girl, big gal.
How big are we talking?
I'm saying about 220.
Could you bench? Could you bench press her?
No. I could not bench
press. Well, height's important. 220 and...
At 220 and 6'6".
6'8". Oh, okay.
Volleyball player.
She was taller than me.
Okay.
Yeah.
So she wasn't... She wasn't
yeah, she
round.
Wasn't like snooky short or anything like that. Yeah.
How much do you weigh, Benji?
I'm like 190.
190.
Okay, so Benji used to, it should be noted. So Benji's kind of a pudgy little boy right now.
Yeah,
but he used to be buff as fuck. Like Benji used to be really ripped when he was a wrestler. Well, in fact, weren't you state champ or something?
I got third, and I wrestled in college too. But
that's pretty good.
That's pretty fucking good considering you were like in the states that actually give a shit about wrestling.
Well, Benji's family is like Hall of Fame now.
Yeah, we just got put in the Hall of Fame a couple
weeks
ago.
That's pretty amazing.
Oh, really?
So, anyways. Yeah. Anyways, that's a weird tangent. Back. So let's hear about this big girl.
Okay, big girl. Got her into the car somehow, squeezed her in there, pack of sardines, and decided... I drive an 85 Honda, Prelude, mind you, so it's not a big car. It's nicknamed the Turdpedo. That's how crappy it is. Somehow I got her in
there.
So
you got a big girl into the Turdpedo.
Got her into the Turdpedo, and then somehow managed to get in a setup where we could have relations while inside the Turdpedo because I didn't have a place to stay for the weekend. So I was like, okay.
So you were homeless.
Yeah, so I was homeless at the time.
But did she ask any questions like, hey,
oh,
where are you going?
No, that's another great thing about big girls. Never ask questions. They never ask a single thing. They're always just down to business.
They're just happy to be there.
Yeah, they are. They're so happy to be there. And
what
you don't
the
ever
position,
have to worry
though?
About disappointing them. It's not going to happen.
You've never disappointed a big girl.
Oh, I'm pretty sure I've disappointed everyone. Every one of them.
In some way.
Yeah.
Somehow.
It happens. Get this girl into my car, and as I alluded to earlier, she's a clinger, right? So I gotta figure out a way.
Who the fuck cuddles in the back of a Honda Prelude?
An exit strategy.
Well, can't huddle in a Prelude, right? So, oh, where are we going now? One of those things. You get out of the car. Oh, where are we going now? She starts to follow me, so I immediately lock the doors to my car because I don't know, maybe because I'm trying to get out of there. Maybe she might hop in the car and wait for me or something. I don't know.
Wait, you're still in the car? Like she gets out, close the door, and you lock the doors?
No. I exit the car with her. Then I lock the doors to the car just in case. I don't know what she's up to, you know. Yeah. So I lock the door to the car, and then I just she's like, "What are we doing now?" I'm like, "I don't know. Figure it out." And I just break out in a dead sprint. I just sprint.
Wow.
And I haven't ran for like 3 years. So like, you know, it takes a lot to get me to start moving quickly. But
neither is she, so it's a little problem.
Another good point. I just start blasting a sprint. You know, I'm like Michael Johnson out there.
What, did you hear her scream anything behind you?
I didn't hear anything. All I heard was wind.
The sound
rushing.
Of wind rushing.
Man,
that's probably her wheezing trying to run
what
after
you. What motivated
you
to book? Like, what was so...
Well, because I parked in the backyard of one of my friend's houses, the place I was going to stay that night. So I didn't want to go in there to go to sleep and then her follow and, you know, be there and then my friend
see. What's wrong with cuddling with her?
Dude, I don't... You It's cuddling's horrible.
You and your brother. You and we had this conversation with your brother. Your brother doesn't like to cuddle either.
No, it's horrible.
What's wrong with that?
Ladies, Arabelle, I'm a cuddler.
Yeah. Oh God,
I'm a cuddler.
Logan,
Logan, could you please stop hitting on
cuddler as well?
I love the sweet caress.
She responded, by the way.
I gave her a little. I gave her a little winky emoticon back in the comments.
Good God.
We need an audio winky.
That's
a wink. I'm like, hey, Arabelle.
One, you're not... oh, my God.
That's fantastic.
Anyways, yeah, so I'm a cuddler.
Why don't you just, like, bring
Can we talk about cuddling for a little bit? Are you guys... Are we all anti-cuddle except me?
No, I'm totally pro-cuddling.
Well, you've been in a... Yeah, I think it depends. You have to be in a long relationship, and then you get used to the cuddling.
I think you have to be good at cuddling.
Are you Big Spoon or... Logan, are you Big Spoon or Little Spoon?
What sort of... Is any man the Little Spoon?
Little Spoon.
If you're the Little
Matt's
Spoon...
Matt's a Little Spoon.
I'm not the Little Spoon.
It should be known Matt's like 7 feet tall.
7 feet tall, but I'm definitely like twice as large as my
girlfriend.
Brandon,
cuddler, like to cuddle?
I got a high court
I saw that he made this face that like was kind of like he was about to eat sushi for the first time.
Yeah.
I think time of day matters if you're cuddling. Like, if I'm planning on staying awake and not falling asleep, I'll cuddle.
The problem is body heat. It's not a problem of whether or not you want to do it or not. It's just the fact that it's like...
You want that sweat to blend, you know?
I'm hot enough on my own.
Oh, believe me, I'm a sweaty man, so I usually have to turn the fan on full blast, so it's blown all over.
So nice to the place where you're forced to cuddle? Like,
yeah, but then she gets cold, so then she has to get even closer.
Exactly.
She's like,
no way, get away strategy. From me. Yeah, so I just have the wind blowing on my backside, so I'm a little sweaty on the front and cold on the back. You know, it's basically like an air conditioning unit.
And then you just turn over when you're done.
Then you start getting the stick and peel. You're like a Zima commercial.
Isn't it called Zuma? No, that's a beach.
That's a beach. Yeah.
And a board game. How about you, Freddy Cuddler? You
yeah,
like to cuddle. Well, I see your eyes. You got that little...
Yeah.
He feels like a cuddler.
He feels like a cuddler.
It is the heat thing. You need to figure out like a way of a cooling mechanism.
Well, you do the blanket half on, half off. Mm-hmm. You put like the one foot in the blanket, 1 foot out of the blanket. I find
that's interesting.
I totally do that. That's
yeah.
the best way to do
all
it.
Right.
I bet you do.
Benji, Dez told us
hey,
to
Matt,
ask you...
This.
All right, let's do it. Let's get some slash fic on that.
Oh, God. Yeah.
If somebody could write a Matt Logan slash fic,
oh, my God.
I will reward you with an achievement point.
We'll reward you with a picture.
Oh, God.
Let's get a good Photoshop going on it.
Oh, man. Benji, Dez asked us to ask me to ask you for two specific stories.
Okay.
And the first one is... The embarrassing story.
The most
embarrassing story. This goes back to my wrestling days.
Yeah, because he's been freaking protective of this. I've been with you. You've been living here for like 4 days now, and every time it started, Dez's like, no, save it for the podcast.
Well, I've got two most embarrassing stories.
Okay.
So this is the first of which was like an athletics embarrassing story.
This
and
one's
the second
boring.
Of which is just like a life embarrassing story.
Okay,
my,
let's
my
do
parents
them.
Would be like,
let's
this
do
is
them.
Terrible.
Let's do them.
Okay, first one. I'm wrestling at the national championships in Fargo, North Dakota. It's like the largest tournament in the world, like in terms of like competitors. There's just thousands of kids wrestling. It's massive, and like it's the best of the best. So what happens? You go to the mat, and they tell you there if you're supposed to be red or blue. That's like the color singlet you wear, so they keep track of score or whatever. I had on the wrong singlet, right? So you got to just change the singlet while you're there on the mat. Like, you don't have time to go. So I'm there mat side, and I go to pull down the wrong singlet I have on. It catches on my underwear, and it takes my undies straight down, and I pants myself. Now, that's not embarrassing. You know, that's okay.
Everybody's got
a
dick.
Yeah, it happens.
Oh,
you know,
half of us
penis,
do.
Penis, what's that? You know, weird. Okay. So I'm standing there, and instead of, like, covering myself or doing anything, I just freeze, you know, because I'm in the middle of the, like, largest, most, like, terrifying, like, tournament of the world.
Now,
like,
when you say,
like,
your penis
is
also
men.
Really small from being nervous, I assume, too. It's
it
probably, like, the
yeah,
smallest
just,
your penis has ever
wearing,
been.
Well, singlets are nut huggers, man. You know, you got the whitey tighties on and the singlets.
So it's up in there.
Yeah,
so it's not flattering.
All I remember is every time I wrestled, my dick got super small.
Oh, yeah.
No chick saw that. I was like, oh, right, after the match.
Yeah, definitely not.
You got, like, a peanut on you.
So I got the singlet on, and I take it off, I pants myself, and I stand there and I freeze. I don't know what to do. Like, I just stand there and, like, I'm just like, oh, no. So what happens is all the officials are volunteer officials, right? So you're not going to get, like, normal people that are going to be volunteer wrestling officials to give up, like, 3 weeks of their time, you know, to go do stuff. So the officials are usually, like, gross, like, huge, ugly, like, older men. And this ref freaks out because I'm standing there butt naked. So he runs over to me and starts yelling, what are you doing? What are you doing? And hugs me to cover me because he like didn't have anything to block me. He was like, oh, no, I can't cup his balls to block them. I'll give him a hug. So now I'm butt naked, and I've got this giant man, this stranger, hugging me, like telling me to cover up while he's like got me in a bear hug. I'm trapped in this mountain of masculinity. Like, and I'm just, I got, you know, balls are on his belly button. It's just disgusting. And I'm just like, oh my God.
How short was he?
Oh my God. Oh, he was tiny, dude. He was ugly.
Registered for a moment.
And I'm butt naked. He hugs me. And this whole thing finally gets over with. And I'm like, all right, that's okay. So now, and now, like, right when that ends, like, I'm up to wrestle. I have to wrestle.
I'm impressed that, you're like, that's okay. I would have been crying on the floor.
Were you like, get off of me? Or was he just held you?
He's like, cover up. I'm like, I can't do anything when you're on me. So, like, we're yelling. The other kid's waiting to wrestle. He's looking at me like, I'm going to murder this kid. You know, and I already don't look like a menacing character. So he's already got the mental edge to begin with. And then he sees my small penis and then a gross man hug me before the match. So I'm already, like, two strikes down right off the bat. Like, I'm in trouble. I finally get my stuff ready. I get on the mat to wrestle. And the kid destroys me. We have a thing called a technical fall. It's if you're getting your ass kicked so badly, it's like they throw the towel in. No one throws the towel in. There's just a rule. It's like a mercy rule when you're playing, like, Madden or something. Like, this kid just murders me, like, in, like, 30 seconds. Just teaches me a lesson. So I've got... I pants myself. Gross guy molests me. And then I take the worst beating of my life all within, like, 2 minutes. And, like, that was my, like from an emotional standpoint, that was, like, the lowest I've ever felt in my entire life.
Did you cry? Where there's
no, like, I was so upset I couldn't cry. Like, have you ever been, like, so upset?
It was
upset?
Just trauma.
Like,
it was pure shock.
Yeah, it was
shock.
Just, yeah, it was just pure
you
shock.
You
like,
deserve
this kid
the soothingness of tears.
Like, it wasn't even, like, I accidentally lost or, like,
wait,
did bad.
Was this your only tech, like, your only tech pin the entire...
That I got tech?
Yeah.
Like one of five probably throughout like 15 years of wrestling.
See, at least, I mean, that's, in my opinion, a tech pin's better than a pin because like a tech pin is like the guy is better than you. A pin means you gave up. Like,
yeah, a tech pin is both. It's he's so much better than you. He made you give up at the same time. Yeah.
So do you ever see this guy again? Do you ever beat him?
No, never seen him again.
Do you
don't
say
know
something
who he
to
is,
you?
But I'm sure he tells this story all the time about the greatest moment of his life. Like,
so, and then my opponent took his pants off and I saw this tiny little dick and then I beat the shit out of him.
So I just beat the shit out of this limp dick puss. Just bragging.
Okay, so what's number two? What's the other
number two, this one is like my most embarrassing, but also at the same time, it's like one that I'm kind of most proud about at the same, you know, it's kind of weird. It's like an enigma. I'm back at Northern Iowa, as we alluded to, glorious Cedar Falls, Iowa.
That's college.
Yeah. Okay. Back at my school. And we're at a party and obviously we didn't drive. Somebody dropped us off. So we're like a mile away from home. Right. And as we talked about, I quit wrestling and now I'm fat. So I'm not going to be walking anywhere anytime. I'm at this party and I'm hammered and I go ahead and I'm, you know, I'm going to test a fart out. You know, I give it a test.
Give it a shot.
And you know the rules. Never trust a fart. I shart myself right in the middle of this huge party. Like, I sharted
hard. Like,
completely
shat.
Yeah. Like it's
you just
not
pooped yourself.
Not like the trick one where, like, you're like, oh, you think you might have pooped and you check. And then there's nothing there, you know. You just got, you know, you just got the gross crack going on or whatever, the swamp ass.
Yeah.
That didn't happen. Like, I shit myself.
You're like a marsh. In your
face. Like, I shit myself horribly.
You wearing tighty whities?
I'm wearing briefs at this time. So I got caught. Like, I didn't have any leg
run. You were
freeballing
it.
Yeah. No, and so I'm like, oh God, no, I got to go home. Mile away from home. You can't do the waddle walk for a mile. You know, that's not going to happen.
You got to throw that
the
shit
penguin
out.
Dash
you
got to
throw
work.
It out.
Yeah. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to figure this out. I run to the backyard, and there's a shed. And it's, like, got, like 3 feet of space behind it. I run behind it. I derobe. I take off the undies. I launch them into the next yard. Put my pants back on.
That sucks.
Put my pants back on. Run back into the party and jump into the bathroom. I forgot to lock the door, though. So now I got my jeans down to my ankles, and I'm doing, like, the, you know, like, the spread out, like, check, you know, to make sure everything's clean.
No! No!
And one of my buddies brings in this girl he's trying to beg. So him and this girl that I know walk in as I'm cleaning up my shit.
Asshole.
Yeah. So she runs in terror. He falls to the floor laughing. I make him lock the door. So he's in there with me watching me clean. He can't breathe. He's crying. He's laughing so hard. So I finally clean myself up. I put my jeans back on. And this is why I'm proud of it. I continued to party for the next 5 hours straight. Shitting my pants did not stop me from getting ham-boned and having the time of my life that night.
You get a girl?
Dude, I can't even remember. Odds are no, but I'm going to go ahead and say yes.
Because, like, I mean,
we weren't there, so fuck it.
Yeah, I think I did. You know what? Come to think of it, I'm pretty sure I did.
Two, and they were the hottest.
Well, they're probably really big.
Yeah.
They're big girls, two big girls.
Yeah. Huge ones.
Medium size. So that one, like, it was embarrassing because I'm sure she told people. You know, so people, like, that I ran into, I'm sure they knew about it. But at the same time, like, in the back of my head, I was like, yeah, I shit my pants, but guess what? Kept partying.
Yeah, no, you wore it with style.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, it was fantastic.
So you're a briefs man. You still wear briefs?
Oh, yeah, briefs all day.
How do you feel about that?
I feel great about
it. You ever think about switching to boxers?
I hate boxers.
Why? How come?
Whoa.
Oh,
how come?
Boxers are uncomfortable because every time you get done peeing, you got to dribble.
As opposed to briefs that where they just soak it up like a sponge.
Yeah, I want the soak up.
Okay.
So I don't like when the top,
briefs actually change
right
now.
I don't like when the top of my thigh is dribbled in piss.
Yeah.
So I want it to be soaked. I want the little yellow stain when I go to do laundry. That's my favorite.
I got a tip for you. I actually learned this 2 weeks ago on Reddit. Apparently, you're supposed to reach behind your ball sack and press your prostate and stroke your prostate like 3 times while shaking out. And that actually, because what happens is your prostate dips down. Your urethra dips down and lifts back up, so there's like a little pond of piss there that only frees itself
like
when you start walking around.
That's what it is.
And that's what the little dribble is when you start walking around and it frees that little pocket. But you can actually free yourself just by reaching on your balls and pressing on it really quick. And I was like, oh, cool. I guess I could start doing this in public. So,
so how long have you been fondling your balls after you pee?
Because on this thread, it was on Reddit. They're like, yeah, just like, you know, nobody will notice you reaching into your own fly with your hand and massaging your prostate. And here I am, like, people are looking over me as I'm at the urinal with like my whole hand in my fly, like, stroking my balls as I'm like working the shaft at the urinal.
Why are you
I'm trying to shake it off while trying to loosen this puddle, so I'm like,
grunting too.
And I never know if I'm actually hitting the spot I'm supposed to hit, so I'm basically just stroking all over under my balls.
Yeah.
And like,
meanwhile you have no idea actually what a prostate
even is.
You
try this in private first.
It's the same in private as it is in public. I just start smacking all up in my gooch while shaking my D out. And
does it work?
I don't got any more piddling, that's for sure. So, Benji.
Well, you still do this.
You switch now, Benji, with that.
Yeah, this was only like 2 weeks ago.
Oh, my God.
So, you've been doing this every day since then?
Yeah.
If you pee next to, like, a child, you're going to get arrested.
Well, no, I'm pretty good with it now. So, the hand that's holding the D, I hold it, like, you know, with my thumb and my
good
index.
God,
what's the index finger? That's when you point at
people.
This is
specific? Right? It's just like you're holding your dick.
And then I take the other three fingers. I take the other three fingers. As I'm shaking off, I take the other three fingers and slip them into the fly and smack them around all over the place for a while.
I don't feel like smacking around your balls.
That's
is what
not
they're talking
what you're
about.
Supposed to do. Oh, my God.
That's what you're just saying. There's always smacking your balls.
Listen, sometimes I feel like I need to dry heave afterwards from smacking so violently. But
are you just coming out saying you masturbate at urinals now?
No, I don't masturbate at urinals. I'm draining the piddle. Draining the piddle.
How are we really?
What a great
really hot tip for the dudes. Look it up. It was a thread on Reddit that's like some guy literally was like, how do I get rid of this piddle? And like a bunch of, who are the guys who are experts on penises?
Urologists.
Are they really
penis
experts?
Penisologists?
Is that what they are?
I believe so.
I learned a little tidbit
from my buddy in medical school. I was like, gynecologist. Guys are like, I want to specialize in gynecology. He's like, you guys all laugh at them, right? Because it's just like, he's like, no, you know who you do laugh at though? It's the people who are like, I want to be pediatric urologists. It's like, so you want to look at little boys' dicks. That is your medical specialty.
Yeah,
it's like,
that's a weird one.
That is the.
Do they,
like,
do,
that
they like
is,
do extra background checks on those guys?
Well, he was saying like that is far and away the weirdest guys in med school.
He must get paid quite a bit.
Like, how do you, why
oh
do
yeah,
you,
yeah, exactly. Oh, you get paid pretty well.
It's like, why, well, I know there won't be much competition and quite a big check, so take the embarrassment and go.
Yeah,
right?
Do it.
So, anyways, you don't do boxers because you don't like to piss all over yourself.
No.
That's it. That's the only reason.
That's my number one reason. Yeah.
Are any of you guys other?
The thing is with briefs for me that's always been weird is because I transitioned. I started out full on briefs.
I'm pretty sure every kid starts out in briefs.
Every kid starts in briefs, and at some point their parents just buy them boxers and then.
How about boxer briefs?
Stick with
it. The best of both worlds.
Well, hold on. Whoa, you're jumping the gun.
Hold on.
Whoa, I'm jumping.
Well,
here's
the thing. Here's the
thing.
Well, here's the thing that always. Well, okay, it's. For briefs, the little like access, like full, you know what I mean? The access thing.
The thing that you're actually
like,
supposed to slip your wiener out.
Right, exactly.
Wait, do you go through the gate?
Do you go through the gate? Well, here's the thing. That's the question. Do you go through the gate, or some gates are so poorly manufactured, you have to go up over the top? Right?
I always go over the top.
Right, but
no matter how great that gate was, no matter if I just clapped my hands and opened wide, I would go.
Right, now here's the thing. I think everybody does.
Do you go over the top with your pants? Do you like open the fly but then pull
the... I just pull pants down, Logan. I just sit there and I just drop
them. You drop them on your ankles. You're like, yeah, he's ass. She's
I sit there free as a bird. It's a guy's room, dude.
Wait, how do you go over the top? You go over the top with everything?
No, it's a zipper. You undo the zipper. And then there's a triangle exposing the underwear, and you go over the top.
Yes. What's the gate for then, though? You unbutton
your pants.
That's my point.
You can even prop yourself up over the top
and go hands-free.
Exactly.
I've actually gotten into actually completely unbuttoning my pants and undoing the belt buckle and like opening them up. Oh, because like that's intimidating.
When I don't like any zipper rubbing against my shaft. By inserting my shaft through,
because it's so soft, it's like a baby skin.
Here's my point.
You got to callus up.
Yeah, he got callus that up. Logan, who has compared his member to a sailor's thumb,
it's tied many knots.
Neither of those things make sense to me. But that's cool,
right? So that's the thing. No, I don't think anybody.
I imagine it's small but really dexterous right now. Is what I'm thinking. I don't know what it means.
No, thumbs are actually a bad analogy because thumbs are actually quite small.
They're the smallest up fingers.
Yeah,
so.
No, they're really silly.
But thick. So I guess.
I think the more the implication is the callousness of it.
Oh, okay.
Exactly. So I don't think anybody ever uses those access gates.
I use the access gate all the time.
There's
a curb enthusiasm about this.
That's a poll. I'm going to put a Facebook poll. That's a Facebook poll. It's like, do you use the access flap? Nobody will know what the hell we're talking about.
Wait, so how do you guys feel about people with briefs? Let's pretend Benji's not here. How do you guys feel when you see somebody in briefs that's a grown man?
I want to check. Briefs, you mean like tidy whities? You mean
like tidy whities?
No, I don't wear those.
Oh, they're boxer briefs.
Yeah, boxer briefs.
What are those? Like the briefs longer ones?
Yeah, boxer briefs.
Yeah. I just call those briefs.
I thought you were talking like fucking like bikini briefs.
No, I don't wear those. I wear the boxer briefs.
Okay, well, yeah. I've actually switched like last week. Or 2 weeks ago at this point. Or a month ago at this point.
You totally switched? Like, you threw everything else out?
I don't throw them out. I'll wear boxers to sleep in. But when I go get up and do my day, I switch to boxer briefs. Specifically because all my tans, all
I
my
prefer the boxers,
shrunk.
And this is the reason, is because it's acceptable to walk around like in a t-shirt and boxers, like going to the shower and stuff like that. You can't really do that with the tighties, and the boxer briefs are a little borderline.
The boxer briefs are cool because everybody sees.
Yeah, everything. I have no problem. You get to show the shape off. It's like, hey, yeah. You gotta see.
You need to see how toned your quads are and how big your jeans are.
The thing is with boxer briefs, it's like the only time you ever see them in, you know, like you don't see your buddies walking around, it's always like the Abercrombie models with the boxer briefs. It's always the guys with the 12-pack abs.
I'm as far removed as possible.
I've also heard girls really like boxer briefs. Like
that's
like
what I heard.
Girls really dig boxer briefs. It's true. They do not like briefs. They don't like boxers. Boxer briefs, that's what girls.
You know what?
Girls don't care.
Well, that's why they were invented. It's the happy medium. First there were briefs, then there were boxers. And like, what do we do to fix this?
So when you're in high school,
I think of girls' pajamas. Like, a lot of girls I know, they just buy boxers and wear those as the shorts they go to bed.
Yeah, that's what I do.
That's a waste.
So I'm kind of like a girl. Did you guys ever see people with like tidy whities in high school?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Who were they? Like, how did you feel about those guys?
It was me when I looked in the mirror.
Man children? Yeah.
So here's the thing. Like, whenever we saw briefs in middle school, it was like, oh, look at those little bitches. Look at those little nerds, right? And we get to high school, and there's still, like, the nerds who wore the tidy whities, but there's another class of student that wore the tidy whities, and they were the fucking psycho badasses.
Yep.
Like, there's two types of people who wear tidy whities. There's, like, the nerds that you push around, and there's the dudes who are covered in tattoos and beat the shit out of homeless people.
Oh,
like,
those are the whites because they don't give a shit.
Exactly, right? Yeah. Right? Yeah. It's mainly, you know what? This might be a wrestling thing. Because in wrestling, when the people weigh in, you basically see the expanse of what people wear.
What are the cheapest, underwear. Too? They're the cheapest. Yeah. The cheapest underwear you could possibly get.
Yeah, but all I remember is like most kids just have boxers when they're in high school. Mm-hmm. But when you weigh in, there was a few kids who wore tidy whities, and you do not fuck
with
those ones.
Yeah, they would fuck you up.
It's like those ones are probably either going to be first, or they're going to get in trouble and get arrested before the end of the tournament. Like
here's my theory. There's two types of guys that have tidy whities. Both of them don't have fathers. One because... One, because their father's in jail. That's the badass guys. The other, because their fathers are just wimps and don't know and don't take part in their lives. And so they, like, just end up keep getting the...
It should also be known when I mentioned the psycho badass thing, Dez is over in the corner. He just, like, shook his head, like, yeah.
Do you wear tidy whities?
Yeah, they are.
No. Dez is here filming us, by the way. What do you wear?
I should have known.
It should be known that Dez is nowhere near a microphone, so I don't know why. Yeah. Like, why.
He said no.
Dez, do you agree or disagree? Like, did you have a few psycho badasses, like, with the white tidy whities?
Ryan Aldridge, psycho badass, yellow whitey tighties. Like, stained, yellowish-brown whitey tighties.
Jesus.
Like, the kid only had one pair.
You know, I feel like those men, they must be completely...
And where was his father? Serving time.
His father was out of it, man.
His father was there, but he was out of his mind crazy. Bad shit bonkers. So,
father.
Pretty much absent father, yeah.
That's awesome.
Crazy Ray was his father. That's what everyone called him. Crazy Ray?
Yeah. Because he was such a Ray of sunshine.
I just think guys with white boxer briefs are just, white briefs are just super clean dudes. You gotta be...
Obviously, you never wrestled. I think the big distinction here is wrestlers.
Wrestlers wear white briefs.
Not only did you got to see the exact physical correlation between what people wore and how they...
And how violent they were, basically.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's also the sort of person who wrestles, maybe not in the Midwest. I guess everybody wrestles in the Midwest, but in California, where wrestling is not a normal sport.
It's not a big sport.
It's really, there's only two types of people who wrestle. It's a bunch of nerds and then fucking insane people. Like, that's basically the two.
Where were
two
you, classes. Logan?
I don't know.
In between, nerd.
You're a little bit of both. I was a little bit of both. I was more of the nerd, because when I say psycho badass, I'm talking like the guys who like chain smoke outside the tournament and then like come in with like their 4-year-old girlfriend.
I walked both worlds.
I'm like the blade.
I'm the blade of wrestlers. Benji, Dez told us to ask you about the time that you partied too hard.
Time that I partied too hard.
That was the.
Oh, was that shitting yourself?
We already told them the embarrassing one.
That night.
There's actually just the three stories we had Benji here for. There's really not much else for him to add.
Well, Benji could just weigh in on all this stuff. I want to talk about zombies for a little bit. I know there's zombies.
All right, Logan on zombies.
I think zombies are bullshit. I think they're overplayed. They're boring. They're slow. Why are they even something that's considered threatening?
If you think about it, zombies are just like the extreme like army of fatties.
Yeah, that's what they are.
All they are, they're like slow, dumb people who just eat so much.
Well, they're driven by primal instincts.
Yeah. So like, why? Like, would you be afraid of an army of like trailer park fat asses who like can't move? Like, it's the same thing that like zombies do.
Unless they're like a voting block. No.
Zombies can't think.
That was actually pretty witty. Logan, I gotta give you credit for that.
Thank you.
People aren't afraid of the zombies. People like the idea of the major like social standings shakeup that a zombie apocalypse represents.
See, I argue this. I argue that the appeal of zombies is the same kind of appeal that like you get when you watch like Groundhog Day and you're like, wow, what if I could turn back time and just do things and do whatever I want? Because zombies basically turn society into a place where it's like, guess what? You get all the physical trappings of society, but now you can do whatever you want. You can kill people.
What do you mean you can do whatever you want? You mean if you're a zombie?
No. I'm saying if you're it's not so much that no one's like, oh, zombies.
Nobody wants to be a zombie.
Yeah, nobody wants to be a zombie the same way they want to be vampires. They want to be the sole human survivor in a zombie apocalypse and like getting to like go to malls and like just like fuck shit up and kill everything. And yeah, that's what they do.
Zombies are a non-human version of humans. And I think that's just makes them incredibly enticing in the first place. And I don't know. I disagree. I mean, are they overplayed out? Yeah, because they're popular right now. But I don't know. I think zombies
I just don't find them threatening. I think the only threatening version of zombies I've seen is the Zack Snyder Dawn of the Dead.
Well, the best versions, the best zombie stories are not so much about the zombies themselves being threatening. They're just kind of like the luminous threat that... Essentially, they're like the water of the... They're like the ocean in a naval movie. Like, if you fall into it, you're going to die. But it's not directly there. Like, it's outside the fence. So, Walking Dead I'm not even talking about the show, but the comics. It's all about how people react in that situation. It's like The Mist. It's more about how zombies and that sort of world... worst human behavior out of those.
That was the whole George Romero movies were all like social
dynamic
movies.
Yeah, and that's the best sort of zombie stuff. I agree. I hated 28 Days Later, actually. I fucking thought the movie sucked.
Really?
I like Danny Boyle a lot.
I disagree.
I really like 28 Days. I love that it wasn't a straight up horror genre movie. I like that.
It was a straight up horror genre movie. And the last
no, it totally wasn't. Dude,
the last
was like
third
no
of that movie was a straight up like just military shoot fest.
The first two thirds was not a horror movie. It was like they explored and hung out. It was just sort of like an interesting setting for a movie.
It was an art house, minimalistic, quiet horror movie.
Now, 28 Weeks Later was a full on piece of shit. Like my favorite scene in that
which
movie,
one?
28 Weeks Later.
Oh yeah, that was fourth.
Well, my favorite scene in the movie. There's a part where a woman is leading two children through a dark area subway, right?
Mm-hmm.
And to do that, she's using a gun with a scope on it, right?
Yeah.
Now, and it has a night vision scope. She's picked this up, and it's like a really arty scene because it's only seen POV through the scope. Now, any reasonable person would lead somebody as follows. They would hold the gun up and they would look through the scope and they would put their hand out and lead them, be the first person and lead the kids by holding their hands, and they would take point, yeah, and they would look through it. Any reasonable person in the world would do that. For some reason, in this movie, the way that she's deciding to get them to go is she stands back, holds a scope up, points the gun at them. So the whole time you're like, is she gonna shoot these kids accidentally? And then meanwhile, the kids are like three, like just 5-10 feet in front of her, totally blind because it's completely dark, and their hands are out. And they're like, where, what's going on? And she's yelling at them how to go, and she's just like, go forward.
So what happens? Do the kids get?
And then they fall off like an edge, and they fall down.
No, they fall down an escalator, and then she falls down too.
It was a trust exercise.
This sounds terrible.
It is the dumbest scene.
It's so dumb.
It's one of the dumbest.
It'd be like if a seeing eye dog just barked out orders to you instead. Like, just like cross the street now. You know,
it's like no, and it's like, and then she gets killed by like some zombie. And it's like, oh, she's getting her head bashed in from the point of view of the gun. It's like, are you kidding me? This is the whole point of this sequence. It's this green, just stupid night vision sequence. And that whole, the movie starts
off
awesome.
That's a climax.
That is a climax. The movie starts off awesome. It's one of the best opening scenes of any zombie.
The opening scene is really cool, actually.
Wait, what happens in the opening scene?
The opening scene is just, it's just well done. It's just like a visual.
It starts out.
I'm sick of fucking one shots. Can we just get over one shot? Can we move on? Everybody's like, it was so cool because it was a one shot. There was no cutting in the scene.
What's wrong with one shot?
It's such an easy route to having a cool, scene. It's like, dude, they didn't cut.
I feel really bad.
It's not the easy
now.
Route to it. It's a difficult route.
Having done that today, Logan.
By easy route, I mean creatively easy, not execution.
Well,
easy.
Here's the thing: you can do a shitty one shot, but like doing a really rewarding.
Brandon gave me that.
I can buy that it's creatively easier in order to get a cool, like effective scene. Exactly. But execution is very difficult.
Execution, but that's very different.
It's very show-offy filmmaking.
Specifically, for a blockbuster, where execution is just a matter of money.
But how many movies even pull off like do the one shot just for the sake of it? I'm trying to think of like
Hannah.
Well, Hannah's one shot was fucking incredible.
I really like the Hannah.
You know why it was incredible? Because it was a one shot. That's it.
No, because it was fucking incredibly well choreographed and led into it.
I didn't see it. But
you didn't see it. So what the fuck are you talking about?
I didn't see what the fuck are you talking about?
Shut up, Logan. Lay it down.
No, in order to do it, you need to up the ante. You need to look at what else has come, and it's kind of like you throw your.
Well, also that's just a thing. It has to be because editing is designed to direct the audience to specific things and like freaking control the flow of information, and a one shot kind of just.
Did you guys just hint at what your next video is going to be? It's probably going to actually be out probably before this podcast is.
No. It'll be a little bit. We need to do some editing, but we do have
a tough VFX one.
Yeah, we have an upcoming one take video that's going to be. I think it turned out pretty cool.
Starring a pickup artist.
It's not really a
one
take video. It's going to be there's like a minute of it. This one take.
Yeah, there's in the middle. There's a one take sequence that we're. Yeah, exactly.
The meat and tails of it.
Logan, let's come up with a topic.
Let's talk about the Steam promotional thing of Portal 2. Matt, can you explain it?
Sure. I was thinking of something that Benji could participate in, but he'll figure out something to talk about. The Steam promotion of Portal 2 was it was a multi step process. First, they just had this like weird. Right, it was like an internet.
It was an ARG.
Yeah, it was an ARG.
Boring.
Yeah, it was an ARG.
So basically, Portal 2 came out early because they had a bunch of people buy the other games and play them. And the more people that bought these indie games and played them, the faster Portal 2
That was the last
out,
half
right?
of it, yeah. There was the stuff leading up to that. But yeah, essentially it was buy these indie games that are usually $175 for $34. And if everybody plays them together, the sooner you get all the shit done, the game unlocks early.
And so were people opposed to this? Like, what's the
controversy? Okay, so this is my wrap up. There's a small select group of PC gamers, which happen to be the only PC gamers who know how to communicate on the internet, and they all fucking suck. Oh, you want goldfish?
Please pass me goldfish.
Yeah, we have a delicious box of goldfish.
So there's a big ass box of goldfish
on
this table.
Because they got these games for some ridiculous like 80% discount, and they quote unquote had to play them, which of course you don't have to do anything. You can fucking sit there and buy the game whenever it comes out. They only got it 10 hours early, and they're all bitching about Valve.
Did they really get it 10 hours early, though?
They didn't get 10 hours. Well, yeah, exactly. Valve, who gives it? You know what? Even if Valve was like, this is the time it's coming out, we're going to fake this whole fucking thing, it doesn't matter. You weren't cheated in any way. You don't have to fucking do it. You get a fucking ridiculous discount on quality games.
No, that was my favorite thing
and
about Portal 2.
And it's just a fucking promotional tool. What the fuck?
Yeah, my favorite thing about Portal 2 is people are flipping out about the fact that now Portal 2, for the multiplayer co-op, you have the option to purchase at a small price, $1, $5, whatever, like hats and stuff for your robot to dress up for the cooperative section. In no way does this have anything to do with the game. In no way does it affect the game at all. It is a optional thing. People are like, yeah. What the hell? This is bullshit. It's like, are you kidding? And they're like, well, what's going to happen now? It's like, that's like looking at, it's like, it's
just
like,
don't wear a hat.
You don't buy a hat.
I've got to buy a hat in real life too.
You're entitled.
Well,
they're entitled. You can mod it. Here's the other thing. Here, everybody who complained about this, think about this.
Suck a
work,
dick.
No. Yeah, well, suck a dick. Go get some clay and work on a sculpture. Go work on a sculpture for 3 years. Just do that for me. Work on a sculpture for 3 years and then go sell it at a swap meet. What is the reasonable price you would sell that shit at? I guarantee you it's over 60 fucking bucks.
It's 50 million.
I guarantee it's over 60 bucks.
To 5 million people.
Yeah, so the problem is, like, games cost a shitload now.
It's
not
60 bucks, it's 5 million people.
Well, here's what people don't get. Games cost a shitload. Not all games, but a lot of games cost a shitload. A game like Portal 2 costs a lot to make and spends and costs a lot of people a lot of their fucking lives to make it. And it's not a guaranteed success. So what are game? Why is DLC showing
it?
It
was a guaranteed success.
That's what it's called.
Oh, it is a guaranteed success. Well, of course, it's going to be a guaranteed success. But, I mean, yes and no.
Yes.
It's guaranteed to a certain...
They've earned the guaranteed success, but it is a guaranteed success at this point.
But there's always levels of success. It's like 8 million units and 10 million units is actually a big difference to a company. So
no.
It is actually to a company.
The same.
It's exactly the same. Yeah, it's the same.
I couldn't believe this stuff because people are like, oh, you should judge the game based on what comes out. And like, and in my opinion, these hats. I was like, are you fucking kidding me? These hats? Like, this is what ruined your... You want anybody who complained about it, they should take their computers and just throw it out.
Yeah. You know when you buy a phone, you don't just get like a fucking case for free? You have to buy them and they have different colors for them.
What the fuck? Yeah, what the fuck
they
is
should
that?
Be given
so,
to
and so Matt, you're asserting that this is something that's exclusive to PC gamers. That
okay,
this is,
so here's,
that
here's my complaint.
You think
it's
PC
not,
gamers are bitches.
No, so console gamers have their own problem. And it's not all PC gamers. It's the PC gamers who are vocal. And it's the same people who complain every single time something happens. They're the most fucking vocal people. And then in the same sentence, they complain about how PC gaming's dying. And the reason is because you people are fucking assholes. And then they complain. And then the next sentence is like, and this is why I'm pirating the game. And it's like, what do you expect? And not only that,
they deserve to die. They deserve to sit around. They get to play Microsoft Excel, and that's it. They get Excel and Ski.
They complain. And no, especially terrible. Valve. Valve is arguably probably, I would argue, like, pretty clearly that Valve treats their customers better than probably any entertainment company in the world, period. And Valve's most hardcore fans are the most vocally abusive towards the company. And
wanna
it's just
lie?
Like, it's a lesson
wanna lie?
Of not treating your customers correctly is all that you guys are doing.
Give them an inch.
Give a mouse a cookie. And he's gonna,
for example,
and he'll yell at you and call you.
Well, no, there's it wasn't give him an inch, he'll ask for a mile.
Let's talk about Left 4 Dead 2 when that shit came out.
Here's the thing, though. Here's the thing. I mean, I agree that you shouldn't. That there's no problem with them trying to sell the hats. The thing is, though, it's really they're not complaining about the hats in Portal 2 as much as they're complaining against that trend in gaming in the gaming industry.
They're holding Valve to be like,
no. So this is what I was getting at.
Yeah,
though, is
they're
that,
angry
that,
about microtransactions. Like, which is Valve. You can be angry about microtransactions, but
stop complaining. It's a game. It's a business.
It's a game.
People
it's a
are
business.
Trying to make money. Suck it.
Exactly. Thank you, Benji. And the problem is, the games are still costing $60, and the games are costing people $50 million to make. And while yes, Valve and Portal 2 is a guaranteed success. We've had plenty of games that have come out that are like huge, massive projects, like Bionic Commando 2 or something. That's quote unquote
Final
a guaranteed.
Fantasy 14.
They thought was
all
a guaranteed success.
I think this. You vote with your dollars. If they do something so egregious that's like, oh my gosh, now it is affecting the game, guess what?
People will pirate it
and they'll be punished. This company, whatever, if they do something so bad, if Valve does the next game and it's like you have to pay to make, you know, to do this or whatever, and it's like people don't want to do it, they lose money. And guess what happens when a company loses money? They don't do what made them lose money in the first place.
Have we just talk about pirating, just straight up like pirating?
We were getting
shit.
Into it and we stopped.
Well, here's something interesting. Here's something interesting. Well, yeah, I was going to say something about that.
Okay.
There's something interesting that Brandon and I noticed. We think that because we kind of came up in a period where we had like dial up and like kind of like very specific, we were kind of like specifically nerdy. I think there's not going to be much piracy in this coming generation because I don't think a lot of people even know how to do it. And a lot of kids like going through high school just
we
don't know.
We happen to be
how
in contact with a lot larger like portion of the younger population than most people through tweets and everything we put out there. And from what we've gathered mostly is that our generation knows how to pirate stuff, but the younger generation coming up really because when we started pirating stuff, it was completely fine. It was Napster. It was like, oh, this is amazing. We figured out a way to get free music. It wasn't illegal. And now kids like if
well,
you ask them if you even
it was illegal
it was but if you didn't, yeah. if, but it was like it was
but socially
it was
but socially everyone else is doing it
yeah everyone was wearing Napster shirts and stuff and it was cool but then basically the kids these days when we ask them about it they're like universally, they're pretty much like, no, no, you can't do that. It's illegal. Yeah, I'll get caught. I'll get my parents will get fined. I'll do this.
We have to do a poll by initially.
It sounds like the children are fucking bitches. That's what this sounds like.
No, no, it's just because all the cases came out when they were younger. It's been instilled in them for like their parents.
So all those MPAA like.
My parents
messages.
Never told me not to pirate anything because they didn't know what pirating was.
Did you teach your parents?
I have taught my parents how to.
Yeah, I taught my parents. Did everybody here teach?
Yeah, I've taught
my parents. I tried, but my parents are...
So clearly we just all made me a pirate, by the way.
My dad's a downloading machine. He's got every Dan Fogelberg imaginable without paying for a single thing.
The best thing is, like, I told my dad how to do it, and he was just like, what? Yeah. And get Simon Garfunkel and the Eagles?
For free?
Yeah. Well, that's easy. Mind-blowing, yeah.
For me, it's not that I don't want to... Well, one, I'm not sure. I'm sure that's, like, partially true, but I'm not sure how true that is. But I think it's also mostly the market... has changed in that people are accepting the fact that this is my thing about piracy. You have to accept that your content is competing against just as much content that's free. And just like any marketplace, you have to accept the value of your content now, even if it's good content, is essentially nothing. Because there's content.
I told this to a comic book writing dude. I was like, dude, I will download your shit for free. Sorry, dudes. And they lost. I'm like, man, like then add some content that makes it work.
Exactly. You have to.
You're always
the world changes around you. Exactly.
The big thing is you have to make your it's whatever is easiest is the way you're going to take. For instance, when I want to see a movie, the first thing I'll do is I'll check Netflix streaming.
Yeah.
I will go to Netflix. And then if you were smart enough to put your movie there, then you're going to get some money out of this. But if it's not Netflix streaming, I will download that shit so hard from Pirate Bay.
Look at how big is your backlog? Does anybody here not have a backlog? Does anybody here literally have ran out of content to watch?
That will never happen.
That will never fucking happen.
Well, which makes me wonder, why are we making more content?
Well, yeah.
why are any of us content
it's niche.
Creators?
It's people are appealing now to specific niches. It's a thing.
There's lots of content, but people only watch the certain top percent. Even if there's more content that's coming out at the current level, people just watch the current top percent of that.
Yeah. I don't know. I think there's already such amazing, profound content that you could watch that would take up your entire life, and people just don't bother with it.
There actually is. It's a matter of finding it. Like, obviously, the more is, the easier to find, and then there's, you know, just things that appeal to
your
niche.
So really, all content creation now is just content for lazy people.
And see, Matt, I would argue this. You're right. The market has changed around to let you get stuff easier. But because of that, the skills and sort of all that stuff has, one, it's obviated piracy. But as a result of obviating it, just kids don't know about
it. No, I mean, it's one of the things that's like, I understand like the anecdotal evidence, but it's just occasionally from various like articles I've heard about piracy, I don't think the age is actually that high. Like, I actually do believe, like, the average age of pirates are like 14 to 16.
But we're not talking about 14, 16.
Frank and Brandon know more than you do about 14-year-old boys.
But see, I would argue,
I'm talking about literally just, like,
I bet it blossoms. I still think it blossoms, but I bet it blossoms in high school and college.
I would agree. I think it is high school is probably where... piracy,
because,
I
mean, maybe.
Whereas us, it was middle school.
We've
been surprised. And here's another thing, too. Like, the one
also
thing...
Also specific.
There's little things, there's weird things, too, where it's like just we never have. For example, I know people who have, like, instead of getting a regular allowance, they get an iTunes allowance. They get, like,
$10
bucks.
Yeah, exactly.
Well,
that's what I'm saying, is that the market has changed now. That's my big thing. It's like, I think it's that when we were... like, pirating shit, it's because there's literally no other option. And even to this day, we know, like... Even if I buy something with a digital copy, the amount of effort that it goes through, like, why? It's just common sense. Why do I spend $10 on something?
I definitely pirated shit that I own.
I own, exactly. I have bought, here, okay, I own like 3,000 DVDs. I've bought a DVD, and then it's been easier for me to fucking download it in 10 minutes and watch it on every single thing I own in my house from a single file than it is to use that DVD.
Oh, yeah. So I think the lesson here is, Hollywood, get your fucking shit together.
Every single movie should come with a digital copy. That digital copy should be a basic fucking format that runs on every single thing in the house.
It should
be able to,
it should stream like a motherfucker off
something. It should stream like a motherfucker. Like, the moment you charge, and don't charge me 10 extra dollars for the digital copy. I'm going to download, here's what happens. If I see a DVD that's $20 and it's a digital copy, I'll buy it. If I see a DVD for $30 that's a digital copy, I'm going to download your fucking movie, and I would have bought it for $10 less. And that's
Here's the thing that I can guarantee. If you were to go to Universal.com and click on a movie and watch it, and there was commercials every 10 minutes, people would watch it like crazy, and they have no problem with that, and you could charge crazy CPMs for it, and everyone would be like, this is incredible.
They could.
Or they pay a dollar to watch it without commercials.
They would pay a dollar without watching commercials.
Just not
iTunes. Bad. iTunes kind of proved it. Music's been doing much better since they've been doing fucking $1 things on iTunes. DLC, the App Store, if there's ever been a freaking evidence that people will just spend endless amounts of money for $1, it is the thing that people hit.
It just
DLC.
Comes down to what's the easiest. It's
what's
like,
the easiest?
What is the lowest cost? And you have to add up money and time and effort. Yep. If you add up money, time, and effort, it's going to be whichever is the lowest cost people will go for.
I agree.
So that's like the barrier to pirating versus the barrier to Netflix streaming. Netflix streaming is easier, so I will go to Netflix streaming. But pirating is easier than just driving to Blockbuster.
And the thing is, it's not... I mean, again, I do believe in some form, you have to accept that it is like some level of stealing. But there is an idea that there's a difference between like those people who are like clearly just thieves, and they're going to do no matter what, and they're doing it specifically to like fuck it to the man, and they're like downloading millions of things and just sending it out, and not even watching, they're just doing it to like promote it. The vast majority of people downloading those guys
are the ones who keep it running. If they didn't exist,
exactly. Well, it should be fair. Those are the guys who keep it running. Yes. That's actually the main thing. But the industries have to accept the vast majority. For example, the fucking vast majority of people who they sued are just casual people who, one, arguably don't even know what's better, and they're just doing whatever is easiest. And I don't mean easiest in... Well, here's the thing. It's not easiest to steal shit. More likely than not, it's actually harder to steal a piece of clothing in a store oftentimes than it is to... Or the risk is big enough that you get screwed.
Benji, what was the first song you ever pirated? Do you remember?
Can we guess?
Yeah, guess.
I bet you actually know?
Oh, I know. It immediately popped up in my head. And I played it on the fantastic Winamp player.
Limp Bizkit, Chocolate Starfish.
It was not Limp Bizkit, but that was right around the same time. You're very close, sir.
Ooh, okay.
It is a Limp Bizkit-esque...
Stain.
Sum 41.
No.
Blood Pool. Liverwurst.
Well, maybe I went the wrong way by saying Limp Bizkit-esque. But it was that same time period. It was one-hit wonder around the same time. It was...
Smash Mouth.
No, should have smashed around.
You bought that one. Everyone bought Chumbawamba.
Crazy Town. Isn't that... Wait, what's the name of that band?
Crazy Town?
Isn't that the...
Can you hum it for... Sing it. Can you sing a little bit of it?
You're My Butterfly, Sugar, Baby. What the hell is that song?
I have no idea what that song is.
This must
have
been a local Indiana thing.
No, that was like a huge song.
What you sang was... It sounded like a blackface minstrel thing.
I know the song. Like 80 piercings and like blonde spiked hair.
Yeah, I don't know.
Crazy Town.
So why did you download it? Were you just told that you could get music for free and your mind was blown?
My brother Dez.
And
you, like one day, I
and
come
there's nothing you love more than Crazy Town.
I come downstairs and he's just blaring tunes downstairs on the computer. I'm like, where'd you get all this music? He goes, I found this thing called Napster. You can get any song you want. I was like, what? And he sat me down for like 2 hours and showed me how to download.
It only takes 20 minutes per song.
I spent the next 3 days just downloading stuff. Limp Bizkit. I think Significant Other was the first like entire album like I downloaded.
So when Napster, first of all, did anybody else get fucked by Metallica on Napster?
Nope.
No.
I certainly did.
Wait, you got sued? I never knew this.
I didn't get sued. I just was on the blacklist.
You got on the blacklist?
But you never got
there. I was on the blacklist. Doc Funk-a-Lot was my screen name.
No Doc Funk-a-Lot?
Yeah. So wait, what does the blacklist mean?
Wait, can we talk for a second? Okay, now a fundamental shift has occurred where people associate their online persona very strongly with themselves now. So now the names online tend to be kind of close to yourself. Like Xbox Live accepted, obviously.
You don't want to be embarrassed because people will ask you that name.
Dude, my Xbox Live is actually Jay Logan
Olsen. Yeah. I mean, I probably shouldn't say mine because
it's Freddie Wong.
Yeah, that's it.
It's FJ Dog W.
You were, okay, hold on.
Wait, do you not want to go around?
Long Dong Wong.
It's full. My thing is full. Wait, I want to go around. I want to hear everybody's. I want to hear everybody's.
Wait,
like,
am I
old
friends
school
with you?
Yeah,
I didn't make the cut, Logan.
I want to hear
I'm even friends with. I don't even.
I want to hear everybody's like old school like screen names from back in the day. I want to start with Benji here. What was yours?
Sausage Mahoney.
Sausage Mahoney.
That makes so much sense.
That was mine. Sausage Mahoney.
That makes
sense.
That's
pretty good. I actually forget what it was. It was something like Fox Mulder because I started. Fox Mulder. And the fucking X Files.
Wait.
You went. It was some sort of.
There's nothing. Really?
Wait,
it was X Files?
I don't remember what exactly it was. It was something with Mulder in it. And then
wait,
the
was
other
it spelled correctly? Like you
no,
actually
I,
got
I,
the
I
original?
Really don't remember what it was.
Fox
it was
slash
to do
Mulder.
With Mulder.
Fox slash Mulder.
Well, here. I'll just fucking Mulder. Go out there. Dash I fucking truth. Went when I got it. Because when I first made it my AIM, it was specifically to go onto, you guys might remember these, chat rooms. And specifically X Files chat rooms.
Was it role playing?
Like, I was like in sixth grade when I was in these chat rooms. And now that I think about it, the stuff that went down in there,
S2R. How many times did you send out S2R in a lesbian chat room?
What's it? S2R?
Send to receive. Get some nudie pics.
Never did
some lesbos.
Like, were you ever like M16 Scolder?
Great.
No, I now that I think about it, I definitely had like
just Melded Mulder and Scolder.
No, I never Scolder. And then TG Cleric, which is from
Equilibrium,
which to be fair is actually still I use for almost anything where I just have to do a fake.
By the way, I get an email once a day that tells me TG Cleric can't join GChat with me.
Really?
Yeah.
We
just Logan.
This
Matt's
is
GChat.
This is good because I've actually thought, like, I can't believe Logan never has added me to GChat.
Matt's name is misspelled in a really weird way, though.
Google's
so.
Like, I keep trying, man. I keep trying.
I'm trying to connect you two. All right, I'll make sure. Right.
Brandon, let's hear your.
My original AOL username was Jeebs86.
Jeeves86.
Why? Wait.
I don't know why. It's just like.
I don't know why.
I have no idea why. I was just like, this is what it was.
Logan, you had, what was it again?
Doc Funk-a-Lot.
I gotta say, Doc Funk-a-Lot is pretty good.
Yeah.
Mine's very.
Somebody was like, Logan, if you were a DJ, you'd be Doc Funk-a-Lot.
That's pretty good.
It was Jason Savette. You remember Jason.
You'd be Doc Funk-a-Lot. And the other thing that you have, actually, is you actually own the URL slamadams.com.
I own slamadams.com, digaditch.com.
Slam Adams, which is like the bro version of Sam Adams.
Right? Yeah, that was Will Campos was like, dude, if you were a beer, you'd be Slamuel Adams.
Slamuel Adams.
What was yours, Freddy?
Mine was, and this was in full-on leet speak.
Oh, God.
Yeah,
you
it was bad.
Bitch.
It was bad.
You were about to say the best effort ever, by the way.
No,
That's inappropriate to use in public language.
Now. Yeah.
It was, okay, in full leet speak, so threes for E's and sevens for T's. It was
threes for E's.
Threes for E's.
Oh my god. it was Leet Haxor Dude.
No,
are you for real?
No,
I'm for real. That was my
guy. I swear to God, I played like 100 of you on Counter Strike.
Oh, probably.
Leet Haxor Dude? Really?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Leet Haxor Dude.
That's so amazingly uncreative.
I know, that's what I mean. I meant that literally.
Awful,
I think every time
that's
I went on Counter Strike, there was like 10 of them.
You might as well be like Shark Rock Dude. Like
Shark Rock
Dude. Oh my god.
That'd be better though.
And you know what? They're all acted the same. Were you a douche in high school?
What,
Freddie Mew?
No.
When you had
it should be noted that, Matt, were you a douche in high school? And Freddie immediately looked at me as if he addressed the question.
I knew I was talking to you or something.
Yeah, because you just assume that if someone's going to ask about being a douche, it's going to be directed at me.
I
like,
assume
that's
so.
Amazing.
No.
Why did you get on AIM in the first place? Like, what was...
Oh, no, I had two.
All the hot girls you wanted to date online.
Oh, no, sorry, it's literally to talk to the girls of school after school, because I heard, like, I didn't know what AIM was. The internet was still, like, 56K, and they're like, hey, do you have an AIM? Like, let's talk after school. Like,
all the girls are asking Matt this constantly.
Like, all the girls.
Constantly. Hey,
all the girls. Like, I gotta get on this AIM.
This was back when Matt had all these piercings. They
I was totally rad
right
back then.
But Benji, did you do the instant messaging with the ladies?
Yeah, I'm trying to wonder, like, what is...
Oh, dude, God. No, Benji was too cool for
that
shit.
Is that what it was?
Cool.
That was fantastic, because it was hot. Like, you had AIM in junior high, and then, like, halfway through
junior
high school,
high,
that was when MySpace kicked up, like, for me.
Yeah.
So, oh my God, it was the easiest way to get girls, like... to do anything, because you could always you had the like the 100% foolproof trick was you just straight up bluntly ask them like to do something like, hey, send me some titty pics, or like, hey, come over, let's make out, let's mess around, or whatever. And then if they said like, no, what's wrong with you, you just be like, oh, and then you just like
you're
wait
roommate.
Like 3 minutes, you say, oh, I'm sorry, that was Pat, I was upstairs going to the bathroom.
Again,
that was my buddy.
This
like,
is Adam Lyons' Facebook
totally
trick.
Get away
it
with
be noted.
Everything. It was fantastic.
You can still do that. Actually, the guy Adam, the pickup artist, he actually had.
You can do it though. Adam says you can do it.
It ruined me, though. I don't know about you guys, but it ruined me, because now, like, I can't interact with a woman in the real world.
Because you meet him, you go, hey, show me your tits.
I don't know how to talk to him. I have no idea how to talk to him.
Did you ever try that in real life? You're like, hey, show me your tits. She's like, what? No, it's like, that wasn't me. That was my friend back there who just asked you.
It's happened. It's happened.
Didn't ask you.
Or you just walk up to a girl and go, ASL? ASL?
Hey.
ASL?
ASL? ASL?
ASL?
Well, you know SNL already when you're there.
Yeah.
Well, that's I
remember.
In person, no, but you actually meet in person. Yeah.
I remember the first time someone, I was like, what the heck does colon right parentheses mean? And like, turn your head sideways. I'm like, what? And it's like, it's a smiley face. I'm like, I don't get it.
I literally went to dinner.
I
was just reading about like the invention of emoticons. Apparently, it was like in the 16th century. Like, Lord Canterbury the Fifth, like.
Included
like emoticon smiley faces, like in his Bible readings.
Did everybody do 8? Equals equals greater than, and then think they were the first person to realize that makes a penis sign.
No. My dick doesn't actually look like a sharp point. I would actually do an equal
kind of,
equal.
What kind of pencil dick
it was
you
like,
got?
It was like
there's a lie that you never used.
Like
a
the next
you put a D.
Sign,
you put a D
is
the last
capital
one.
Capital
D.
And then the moment capital D. That's actually interesting. Did you use capital D or greater than? When you
obviously
made
capital D.
Greater than.
I've never seen greater than.
I've only seen greater than.
Capital D.
Yeah, I did. I did. Actually, I did. Instead of equal sign, because equal sign sounds too small, I'd use colons. And then I would use the... Well, hold on.
And then I would use the...
Equal signs are too small.
So I use colon. Well, no, because the colon's because then I would use... Because
it looks
right,
aboriginal.
No, I would use the right curly bracket.
For a little...
Yeah, the little...
I can't wait to see the next generation's form. Because, you know, like, before us, it was, like, boobs on the calculator upside down.
Yeah, boobless.
Know? Like, what's next? Like, I can't wait.
It's actually just called hardcore porn.
I tell you what's next. It's texting nude pics of each other and being a sex offender at age 7.
It's FaceTime.
So right now, touch screens are capacitive, which means you touch your finger and actually sends an electrical current and finds a centroid from that electrical current. The next generation will
slow down, Grandpa. I got boring all of a sudden in here.
It's going to get a little technical.
I'm really curious.
This is a little lesson. Right now, all touchscreens are capacitive, which means you touch your finger.
Well, not all touchscreens, but...
Is that what the DS is, too, though?
No, DS is touch. The DS is pressure.
Is it pressure?
Okay, that's why I use a stylus.
So the next generation, they actually invented... the guy who invented...
Mind waves.
All the special effects people... God, what is it called? Something noise.
White noise.
No, so like, the sort of noise that you use in special effects. It's the guy who basically invented all
purloin.
The
special noise.
Purloin, or Perlin.
Perlin. I actually met the guy. He's a very strange man. Perlin noise. He invented Perlin noise. He invented basically computer graphics as we know it, including Tron. He just developed a super cheap, transparent touchscreen that can be sensitive. It has such great sensitivity that they can actually read the pressure of different parts of your foot with super high fidelity.
Ooh.
Or like they can read your fingerprint when you press down. And it's actually incredibly cheap to make and really easy to make.
Is it through sound or what is it?
No, it's a just like a grid of like electrical circuits.
It's
like,
it's essentially like super pressure.
Like it's actually like they just developed like some sort of cheap, shitty plastic with a noise built in, like in a 3D print that they can do really easy. And when you press down, they can actually figure out just a few wires, super high fidelity. And so you can do stuff like doing therapeutics for feet all the way up to really sensitive pressure-based
touch
screens.
Imagine the Xeroxes of your anus.
That's what I was going to say. Yes. So this, we're in like 5 to 10 years when they finally have this come out as a company, the next generation of touch screens then will all be based on this pressure, at which point you can totally do titty prints on your iPad 5.
Oh.
And that's going to be actually what's next is titty prints.
Tit prints.
Tit prints.
Logan, futurist Logan, with a vision of the future.
I like how technical that got just to talk about titty prints.
Talking about some tit prints.
Talking about tit prints.
That's fantastic.
But you should really look. So Perlin has an amazing blog.
How thin is this actually?
It's super thin. It's amazing.
When you're
talking
to like
really
human
amazing.
Interface, like actual like interface, like via the human body, asking you fucking. Yes, and I guarantee the sex industry is going to be jumping on
interfacing
that
with the human mind.
I mean,
Logan Olson, futurist.
You guys know what my favorite word is, right?
What is it? Beep, boop, boop,
boop. Teledildonics.
What is teledildonics?
Teledildonics is telesex, where like you thrust into a hole and you know 2,000 miles away, the hole's like giving feedback.
That's
to
actually
something.
What I was alluding to, which is not actually that far in the future, I think.
Well, it actually exists.
Benji,
now.
What are your thoughts?
Wait! Oh yeah, Benji, what's your thoughts about teledildonics with a big girl?
How expensive is that going to be?
Well, at first it'll probably cost a lot, like a
very
car.
Very practical.
Might as well go get a real doll if you're going to go through the trouble.
What are your thoughts on real dolls?
Yeah, what's your thoughts on real dolls?
Hey, if you've got the money and you can't get laid, might as well buy one. I don't blame them. Hey.
Would you ever get a real doll?
If I absolutely couldn't get laid and I had the bank account to spend one, yeah, I'd get one. That'd be a blast.
Would you tell people? Would you hide it?
What would you do with it?
Well, think about it. It's like you saw the sixth day, haven't you? Like Arnold.
Yeah.
Like how Michael, what's his name, Rappaport's got like his own like virtual like whore that lives in his closet, like he can just bang her anytime.
And then he kills her and like clones a new one.
I was like, they've already got like a little bit of AI in him. There's going to be like, what?
No, there's no AI. It's literally a corpse. It's like a cold latex corpse.
They speak.
Yeah, they have conversations with you.
Yeah, they definitely do. It's not very good. Look, it's like a fucking Twitter bot or an AIM bot, but they do have...
Here's what I want. I want the real dolls that are subsidized by advertisements that she speaks to you, so they're cheaper. But she also says
you feel like a great deal at Circus City.
Man, that was great. I'm hungry for some Hardee's.
Hardee's, by the way, is Carl's Jr. for those of us in Los Angeles.
And then it's only 300 bucks.
It is.
I
disagree.
Why do you disagree? Hardee's is bigger than Carl's Jr.
Logan Olsen disagrees.
You
saw
had a pretty good episode where he got a... Oh, I forget. Who the fuck was that chicken? Alec McBeal, that Asian chick that was like super famous for a while.
Lucy Liu.
He got a Lucy Liu.
She was one of the Charlie's Angels, right? Remember those movies?
Yeah, you can suck a dick.
Oh, yeah. There was this episode where the real bots were like realistic.
What happened to McG? Is he like a heroin like addict now, or like what's his deal?
Do you think mankind would fall apart if they had robots that could be any woman you like? You could put it into a closet and it would turn, so you could literally just download prints of any.
Wait,
celebrity.
Are we talking like mankind, like the wrestler?
No, I mean man, like an actual man. That's what Futurama's about. Is that they came up with robots that could be any celebrity or anything you want.
There's a Futurama about this. The makeout bots.
Yeah, yeah, and that's what I'm talking about. And Fry just like every man stops doing anything because
this happened to insects in Australia. I was just talking about this today. So there's actually an insect in Australia where the females are all shiny and sort of a brown translucent color. And the beer bottles over there are kind of short and stubby, right? Like, if you've ever seen an Australian beer bottle, it looks like a red striped beer bottle. Yeah. It's kind of short.
Yeah.
And the male flies look at that beer bottle, and it looks like the hottest fucking female to them. It looks... It's like banging hot. Like, sure, the beer ball is like 20 times the size they are.
But it's like a big girl hot.
Well, when they see that brown translucent material, they're like, dude, that is the bangingest female I've ever seen. They start boning the shit out of these bottles. To death. Like, they literally will bone that bottle until they die.
They're looking for
Not just one. The bottle will be covered in male flies boning the shit out of this bottle, to the point that people were throwing these out their windows, right? That's how they'd throw them out. They'd litter.
Yeah.
And then, like, they'd be swarmed by these male flies who would just bone them until they die. And the species actually almost went extinct because... All the males were busy boning the shit out of these bottles.
So my point is, humans are only a step above.
It's amazing,
that.
Right?
Yeah.
And the reason this even came up was the idea of perception, and we all have sort of hacks. Like, the idea is that we do not see the reality perfectly. We all have these sort of hacks that we've cobbled together.
You just blew my mind.
I totally blew your mind.
Logan.
That's all visual tricks are. Like, when you see optical illusions, that's us hacking our hacks.
Yes.
Wait, right? Logan, what if the color blue that you see is not the same color blue that I see?
Who gives a shit? I'm more concerned about stuff like, what if somebody finds the beer bottle for humans? What if somebody shows me the hottest chick ever and it's just some alien's beer bottle?
Well, that would be a robot that you can press a button and would turn into any chick.
But it actually is just a container for alcohol for aliens.
Yeah, and it talked to you and responded to you. Well, I guess that's wrong. I think the difference between man and woman is, like, I think man would fall apart.
Well, that's all. That's like the underlying, you know, like, drive for every single thing a man ever does.
Yeah.
You know, is to get laid.
That's not true. I'm just trying to improve mankind.
That's so true. I could give a rat's ass about mankind. I just want to get mine. You know,
I just want to get
why
mine.
Why do you want money?
I just
want
to get my nuts wet.
Fun. How do you have fun? Blasting chicks every day. If you don't need money to do it. Okay, let me get that closet bot out and go to town. You know? Fuck working for a living. I'll work for 3 years, save up to get a closet bot, and then I'm living in a van down by the river with my closet.
Eating dollar menu, banging Lucy Liu.
McChickens. One McChicken a day. Boom.
Banging anyone.
I don't know about that. You'll get pretty bored of that pretty fast.
I don't think I get bored of it. That's my hack. That's me hacking my hack.
No, you're right. I can definitely see myself working myself raw. But once you get raw, like, what then, you know?
You make chicken. You take a break.
Take a break.
Take 2 days off.
This podcast sponsored by McDonald's.
McDonald's. Thank you very much.
Do we get a podcast sponsor? Are we at that point?
We should. We should try and just...
We should read commercials on our podcast.
It should be alcoholic.
It'd be hilarious.
So that we don't have to pay for beer anymore.
Yeah, we can get Stone Brewery to just...
Yeah, a good beer preferably. Otherwise, I'd...
Yes, Stone.
Red Car.
I don't want, like, Natty Light to sponsor.
Yeah, Natty Light.
As we just expound this stuff to, like,
underage kids. We're downing, like, a $10 massive beer.
Yeah, I'm having this bottle that actually has a print of the type of glass I'm supposed to pour it in,
and
but
the temperature,
I'm just pouring a straight amount
pour it.
So when does Thor come out? Is that this week?
Oh my god, we're talking about Thor.
Next,
this week's Fast Five.
First week of May. First week of May.
I've already heard that Fast Five is one awesome action scene at the beginning, and then nothing but talking, and then one action scene at the end. I'm just hoping this.
I hear that the Rock's in.
They're lying to us all. They're just trying to bring our expectations down so we have more fun.
I hope
watching.
So. Because that trailer is the most fucking epic trailer.
Wait, so can we talk about Thor and how it looks like a piece of shit?
All right, let's hear. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, bye.
My thoughts?
Yeah.
Okay, so
seeing as you claim a Nordic, you know,
a Nordic background,
yeah.
So, well, let's talk
like
a little bit about
Norden,
so there's certain stories that you're told as a young child that you don't believe growing up.
Thor was one of those.
There's no way this could possibly be true. But you're told at such a young age that you believe it anyways. Sort of like a religion,
there's
right?
There's a lot of random ones for me that I'm like, what the hell? I believed in that? That's so
Well,
ridiculous.
To this day, I like, okay, so my dad when I was growing up was like, Logan, your ancestors used to put every baby in a cave for 2 weeks when they were born. And only the babies that survived were allowed to be raised. So basically eugenics. And that way, I'm like, now I'm like, there's no way a baby would survive in a cave for 2 weeks in the fucking snow of Norway. But damned if I don't believe it.
So Thor.
Looks like a piece of shit. First of all,
who's the black guy in it? Is that Idris Elba?
Is it?
I don't know. Wait, I thought it was
Digimon Papupu.
It's not Digimon.
Digimon Papupu? Or is it Sam Jackson? Oh shit! No,
it's
Air Jordan. No, Michael Johnson. Shit. Patrick Ewing.
I seen a giant billboard the other day.
Shit, Karl Malone. Is
like
it Karl Malone? Shit. Scottie Pippen. Is it Scottie? It's got to be a basketball player, right?
I'm just sitting here listening to you dig. This is all. What the sound of this is, people? That's the sound of Logan in 12 hours texting me saying, you got to cut that part out of the podcast.
No, I like the joke of basketball players all being in really shitty swords and movies, like Karl Malone being in Conan the Barbarian.
That's not the way the joke will read, though.
It'll just be, yeah,
shockingly.
That's fine. Well, I'm explaining
Wait,
it now.
So really offensive.
Whatever you do, don't cut
Maybe.
Out this portion.
Okay, all right.
So anyways,
only cut out this portion.
So only cut out this portion. So my big beef is that Triple H isn't Thor. Like, Triple H is literally a walking Thor. Benji probably agrees, right?
I completely agree. We need Triple H in more
whoever
movies.
Whoever that punk-ass bitch is who is Thor in this movie is not Triple H, and that's a crime
no
against humanity.
No one is Triple H.
No one is Triple H.
That's Did you see this past WrestleMania?
I didn't see the Triple H. Shut up. Me and Des need to finish
this.
You
gotta watch the Triple H Undertaker match.
Oh my god.
I remember
Also on top of that, Thor is one of those examples of why movies need to be adaptions and not just straight up copies of the comic books, because all the costumes seem like shitty cosplay of the comics. Like Thor having like the six steel like plates on his belly and like the ridiculous wings just make him look like an asshole. Or
I think
his
Thor's hammer.
It's just like a ridiculous
Thor's
little cardboard
Warhammer looks like fucking dick.
It looks like shit. It's not a real Warhammer. It's like a little silly little like
it's a toy.
Sledge. Yeah.
You could buy one at Toys R Us and it'll look the fucking same as the one in the movie.
And then to top that off, so they actually were like exclusive action scene from Thor released. And it's basically Thor, who's the fucking god of thunder, should be noted. And he's like walking through some tunnel, and then just like this big security guard walks up, and Thor's like, "You're big." And then they proceed to have a 2 minute long dragged out action sequence where Thor is struggling to beat a security guard in the mud.
Was he in the mall?
Huh?
Because the security guard is the god of his kingdom, which is the mall.
You're right.
Was
he
in the mall?
No,
mall
god. This was like a plastic tunnel in a junkyard. But just Thor beating the security guard for 3 minutes in the mud, like this long drag out fight. And at the end, they do a slow mo shot where it's like, ugh, and Thor like lazily kicks the security guard, and the sound effect is the boom. And they're like, there it is, exclusive action scene from the upcoming Thor.
Yeah, that would be great if the Thor just killed everybody in the movie.
Yeah, literally, like, who's gonna stop him on Earth?
He's a fucking god of thunder!
Like, a jab could literally, like, punch through 10 men's faces at one time.
Yeah, it's despicable. It's absolutely despicable.
Benji, what was your favorite superhero?
Oh.
How about now?
Loki.
My favorite superhero. Hero.
Lobo, that's actually what I meant to say. I bet you really like Lobo if you knew who that was.
Who is that?
Yeah, I've never heard of Lobo.
For real?
Lobo? Has anybody heard of Lobo?
He looks basically like one of the members of KISS, and he's a badass bounty.
You know what? I'm
going to
be completely honest. I never got into superheroes. I was always hooked on pro wrestling growing up. They were my version of superheroes.
Okay, here we go.
I was never into superheroes. I was always pro wrestling.
So who's your favorite pro wrestler?
Ultimate Warrior.
Which had
his own comic book and was fantastic.
Have you guys seen the monologues by Ultimate Warrior?
Oh, it's
fantastic.
Incredible.
Can you link that on the podcast, the YouTube, Ultimate
Warrior? He's on like Fox News every now and then.
Really?
No
For
way.
What?
Oh,
well,
yeah.
He's super conservative.
Like just talking about politics and stuff.
Yeah, he's like
and
anti-immigration.
Still,
is he an intelligent, well-read man?
No, absolutely not.
No. He's from parts unknown. What kind of education do you get there? He's completely out of his mind.
Well, here's the thing
when he came back and there was just the video of him like doing like lat pulls for like a minute, like sighing heavily.
The best lat pull video I ever seen.
I
remember being scared that I'm being like, man, how are they killing? How is Undertaker killing all these people?
Yeah, Used to kill people.
Wait, what? They used
to kill bury people? Them alive. That's fantastic. That's another thing. Like, you talk about, like, stories, like, you're told as a kid that you believe.
Exactly.
Pro wrestling is, like, the exact same thing. Like, I used to believe that The Undertaker would bury people alive.
I believe that he murdered people on television, and like, that everybody that was okay with it.
Yeah. And this is the best show by far. Like, yeah. Like,
how is this happening? Mom, Dad, how is this happening?
Yeah. It was fantastic.
When you
it was so cool.
Who's your favorite again? What's his name?
The Ultimate Warrior.
When you found out that Ultimate he was Warrior. Like, do you feel like your hero was like broken?
He's very much
or do you even just do love him
just
much?
I've done a fantastic job of like training my mind to just like, even though you know, like it's you know, it's fake and all that.
I heard about the story
like,
about.
I believe that it, like it's. I'm just there to have a blast. So every time I'm watching it, I put myself in the mindset that I'm a little kid.
Yeah.
And it's all real, and I have the time of my life.
That's an important skill to have.
Do you actually not know who
the Ultimate Warrior is?
I never watched any wrestling, but I want, because he's bringing up how he can train his mind like this. I want to hear your side of the story of when you were told. Only because I've heard this story like 7 times from Dez. The story of when you were told that there was no Santa. And I actually want to know...
I've never heard the story ever in my life.
This is a very, very short story.
Yeah, it is very short. I just want to know your side of it.
It was, I don't know, like about a week or so before Christmas. I was like, like 7 or 8 maybe? Mm-hmm. My mom walked up to me one day in the house. She goes, "Hey, Benji, just so you know, don't have a lot of money this year. Santa Claus isn't real."
Are you for real? Are you
swear to God. So I go, "What?" She goes, "Yep, not gonna get as many presents this year. No Santa Claus. I always buy them." And then walked into the kitchen.
What was your reaction? And did you think Santa Claus was real up until that point?
Up until that point, I thought Santa Claus was real. Because they like used to go head and shoulders above and beyond to prove he was real. Like 1 year, I was like, "All right, I'm going to test him. I'm going to make sure Santa Claus is real. I'm going to ask for a toy I never see." Like I asked for a Nutcracker like doll and a wooden soldier. Because I never seen like a toy wooden soldier anywhere. They're never sold in stores. They're only... Well, I'm not the smartest kid ever, guys. Well, how many times when you were a little kid, like, there aren't real Duncan's toy chests anywhere around, you know? Like, who sells actual wooden
swords? You literally chose
like,
the two objects you see like, in
this is
color
the,
books.
By the way, Benji, this is the shittiest test to see if Santa Claus was
there. I know this now. In hindsight, it's the worst test ever. Clearly, mom and dad were jumping for joy when they found
out. Yeah, they're like, "All right, we're going to buy
this kid's an asshole. I love it."
Should be. I have another friend who set up motion trackers with camera flashes.
So they went above and beyond, and they were like, that Christmas morning, I woke up. And like I had all the toys I had there. They had this like little toy chest that was like playing music on chimes on its own. And my presents had a tag that said they were made by an elf Benji. So I got double pumped and I went around bragging that there was an elf with my same name. And then like 2 years later, my mom was like, "Hey, don't have enough money this year. No Santa."
What was your reaction? Like, that was just, were you crushed?
Well, yeah. Who wasn't? I mean, I was.
Well, because when Des tells me a story, this is the way he tells it. He tells me literally pretty much what he just said, but he always adds, "I think Benji knew the last 3 years and he was just fucking with everybody. And he just took it like whatever."
I had an inkling that maybe it wasn't real, but like it was one of those things where like you don't want to find out.
Yeah, you don't want to know.
Yeah, so like I was just like, "No, dude, he's got to be real. Why would I think that for so long? You know, why? How could I believe that this dude flew around in one night and gave us, you know, gave everybody something?"
Yeah,
and not be true after it happened. So
do you ever think,
times,
like, do you ever like approach your parents and be like, "Listen, guys, that was a really shitty way of introducing that."
I bring it up to my mom. She's like, "I don't remember doing that." She does a great job of like when I bring up stuff like that.
She's probably your mom was probably having like a really rough day.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, she was probably just having.
Remember
a
that moment
day.
When you start realizing your parents are actual people?
Yeah,
it's probably about high school.
I realized that when my dad used to drink a bottle of wine every day in the front yard, and then he'd come in and tell us how much he loved us.
What age was that?
Like 15.
Okay. Like that's about the time. It's like high school.
That's like the first time you go out to dinner and you like look at the prices with your parents.
And you've had those prices and you know your dad's had a long weekend. And he's like,
"Oh,
shit.
I don't know."
That moment is also the same moment you realize you're an asshole.
Yeah.
At least it's like the same moment you're like, as a kid, you're an asshole. Kids are assholes.
I have that realization every week. It's like I'll say something like, "Man, that was kind of an asshole thing to say."
Any kid who's under the age of 15, just you'll realize it someday, but you're an asshole to your parents.
So speaking of assholes, can we just talk about Kanye really quick?
So what do you think about Kanye?
I think he's kind of a blowhard. What do you guys think?
He's entertaining enough.
He's an asshole, but the man can make some music.
He makes some mean music, and for me, he crosses the entertaining enough threshold that I'm like, "All right, I'll forget it."
Did you ever... I assume that you never heard anything from him regarding your Kanye ripoff, right? You never...
I if I recall, and this is through the grapevine, I believe he was not happy with Power Hour.
He didn't like it very much.
That's too bad.
And the reason was because he spent a long time hyping up how like incredibly expensive his music video was and how long it took to produce. Whereas they spent months and spent like over $1 million
on
it.
Yeah, to be fair, yeah.
And so when one popped out, it was like
well,
pretty much
sure
the same. And 2 weeks
suck.
Later, he's kind of like. Oh.
Well, and also to be fair, it's one of those things where it was expensive because they hired on a lot of people full time for a while.
For months and months
to develop it. But it the physical part, like production, wasn't crazy, crazy expensive. So us coming out with something that was like pretty, like just the same idea, but it was like the slow motion was, you know, we
did the same thing without lighting, basically.
Yeah.
Hey, Kanye, suck it up, you pussy.
It should be.
I don't care how much money you spend.
Also,
if you fuck up and your shit sucks, it sucks. Deal with it. You blew it.
I listened to that album, Twisted. Right?
You'll soon realize. Sweet Twisted Sister album. Yeah. I love Twisted Sister.
I know no names, but I did listen to that.
Oh, yeah, no. Here's the best thing. Here's the most interesting thing about Matt. Matt knows, like, every Beatles song because your parents or something, right? Just
my brother. I listen to a lot of music. I don't. Whatever it is about music, I have, like, photographic memory essentially for, like, video games and movies and actors and directors. I listen to a ton of music. I don't know what the hell I'm listening to. I don't know what the names are. But anyways, I listened to Kanye's album because everybody said it was really good. I freaking enjoyed it. I listened to it like... Here's what I do with every album. I listen to it like literally like 19 times in a row and I never listen to it again because I get bored of it. So I listen to it like 10 times
in a row. I remember Neon Bible in your
yeah,
car,
exactly. Arcade Fire. I got Arcade Fire. I listened to Arcade Fire for like 5 months straight.
Who's Arcade Fire?
Who the fuck is Arcade Fire?
You
know who Arcade Fire is? It's a band who deserved to win the Grammys.
Arcade Fire Tumblr.
Yeah. Oh, there's an incredible Tumblr after they won it. Who are the Suburbs and what is this album?
Actually, I still listen to Arcade Fire occasionally. It's in my car, so every once in a while I'll put it on.
You're so deep, Matt.
It's not deep. It's just good. It sounds nice.
You're so dreamy.
Music. I never.
Wait. Can we also note that the guy who directed Kanye West's video is the director of Demolition Man?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Which is one of the weirdest. Yeah.
Marco Brambilla, after he directed Demolition Man,
he just became like a video artist.
Yeah. Marco Brambilla.
He was a partner with Rob, me and Freddie's old boss.
Marco Brambilla, Demolition Man, and Power.
I can't tell you how many times after I saw Demolition Man that I asked somebody what seemed to be their boggle.
What?
What seems to be your boggle?
I was a big fan of the three shells. Everybody remembers the three shells.
What is your theory on the three seashells? Can we talk about that? Because they never, you know, the three seashells.
If there's one thing everybody remembers from that movie,
it's the three shells.
Explain this. What is
it? I am completely stoked.
Everybody's hungry for a better way to clean their ass.
Wait,
everybody wants a better way to clean their asshole.
So believe it or not, Logan, most people haven't seen Demolition Man. So Benji, explain what is the
thing. There's a long-running joke in Demolition Man where obviously John Spartan has been frozen for 30 odd years. He comes back and there's no longer toilet paper.
It's the future.
There's no. He's in what is it? San Angeles. He's in San Angeles.
Yeah, because Los Angeles is now like all of Southern California.
Yeah. So there's no longer toilet paper. He comes out of the bathroom. He's like, "What the hell are these three seashells?" And they all just laugh at him. So the whole movie,
they all laugh at him. And then not John Leguizamo. Who's the other? Who's the guy who used to be? He's the animal. He's the guy. He's the animal and hot white chick or whatever. Hot chick.
Deuce Bigelow, right?
Not John Leguizamo.
Rob Schneider.
Who's like, "You don't know how to use the three seashells?"
Yeah.
And then the whole police department laughs at him.
So, like, this whole movie, they never tell you how the three seashells work. This poor guy just spends the whole movie finding interesting ways to find extra paper to wipe his ass.
He, like, swears at ticket givers and stuff to, like, give him paper to wipe his ass.
Is the movie about other stuff?
Well, no, who cares? I want to know about the three seashells.
Everybody wants to know how do you use three seashells to clean your ass.
Yeah, I was so stunned. I never came up with a theory.
It's just the three seashells clearly give you the
best
wipe ever.
But like you said, he came up with ways to get paper clean. Just like
it doesn't. No, what it comes down to is there's no such thing as a dirty break in the future. No such thing as a dirty break.
What do you mean a dirty break? You mean taking shit?
Yeah. Take a shit, your ass is clean no matter what because of those three seashells. I assume it was sonic. I assume there's some sort of sonic waves that shake the shit out of your ass.
Wait, did they explain in the movie what it is?
No, they just mentioned...
Okay, so you're assuming in the future, this movie's saying in the future you don't actually have dirty shit.
In the future, you use three seashells and you're good.
Yeah.
How do you use them, Benji? What's your theory?
See, that's the thing, though. It's the same three seashells. They never said anything about, like, extra, like a supply of seashells. There's only three seashells
in the world, or everybody owns them?
Like,
in each bathroom, so it must be some sort of thing.
Everyone is using the same three seashells somehow.
Yeah.
And I have no clue whatsoever.
It has to be sonic. It has to be like you, like, scream into one and then shoots into your ass.
It has to be, clearly.
If everybody just screams into your asshole, like, it must clean it somehow. There's only one way to find this out.
And that ends the podcast.
And then
Matt, how loud are you?
God. We'll figure it out, Logan, with this.
On this enigmatic note, we're going to bring this podcast to an end. So
was that, how long was this one? Was that an hour and a half?
Responses regarding the relationship thing?
My God, was that a long hour and a half?
Wait, did anybody
that was a long one.
Wait, really quickly, Freddie, did anybody ask anything, like have any responses to the relationship thing?
No, we'll find out next week. All right, guys. Thanks for listening. This is Freddie.
Oh, whoa. Weren't we going to do something about drawing the thing?
Oh.
Was this week?
That was this week.
We'll do it next week.
We'll do it next week. God, we're bad at this. Right. I have some drawings. Some of them are pretty good.
We'll post them on this podcast.
We'll post them on the site, and then we'll talk about them next week. So,
all right.
Signing off, everybody. Thanks.
Thank you, Benji. Guys. Benji, you're such
thank
a
you so
sweetheart.
Much, Benji. Yeah, we thank should keep you guys. Supposed to say thank you to the special
that's
guest.
Right. Yes, thanks very much.
And glory. If you're ever
later,
in Wisconsin or wherever the fuck you're from, listen to that shit you listen to on 109.3 in 103. Wisconsin.
103.9 The Bird.
And look out for the movie coming out starring Benji called
Glory.
Champions
coming
of Glory.
Soon.
Benji plays a wrestler or some shit in this movie.
Yeah.
It's
very funny.
You have a mental.
How much of a young fest is it?
All right. See you guys later.
Bye.